We become the Democrats' presidential nominee. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for another hot day today. A little bit more humidity. High temperature up around 90. A sun and cloud mix with some spotty, random, mostly isolated afternoon and evening showers and storms around. Tomorrow and Thursday, scattered afternoon storms for some lucky towns here and there. They'll fade out in the evening. Then the rain chances get a little bit better on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Storms and more in generous supply. High temperatures right around 90. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting 5,600 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total number of confirmed cases to more than 18,000. Health officials say at least 644 people have died. More than 9,300 people have now recovered from the virus. Several hundred people peacefully protested the death of George Floyd last night in Montgomery. Police set up barricades around the state capitol. Protesters held signs and chanted, "No justice, no peace." And the statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee has been knocked off its pedestal at Lee High School in Montgomery. Some have called for years for the statue to be taken down and even to have the name of the school changed. The rest of the school property appears to be untouched. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. You can even order at O'ReillyAuto.com and we'll deliver it curbside. Protect your engine from sludge and wear at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ever wonder what a blizzard treat on the new DQ Summer Blizzard menu sounds like? New Oreo Cheesecake is Dad's DIY slip and slide. S'mores is a backyard campfire under the stars. And new Frosted Animal Cookie is a family band jam. Sounds like summer to me. The new DQ Summer Blizzard menu with more new flavors than ever. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are working hard to get our new showroom open. But in the meantime, we are continuing to wheel and deal on everything in our other two showrooms. We have Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Sutherland, and other great mattresses, beds, headboards, and some bedroom furniture always on sale. Factories are having trouble filling orders due to shortages in raw materials. While Mr. Sandman has run out of some models, I still have mattresses in all price ranges in stock. New shipments are coming in weekly, but some products are being delayed 2 or 3 weeks. Even though there are some shortages, I am still discounting throughout my showrooms. Mr. Sandman Mattress sells a number of different adjustable bases, and we stock many extra-long twin mattresses. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store since last century because we offer more choices, better prices, and excellent customer service. Our salespeople are nice and helpful, not pushy. If you need a mattress for yourself, your precious children, or a guest room, visit us Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are that wherever you call home, we do too. So as America starts opening back up for business, and as more of us start getting back out there again, we'll be in big cities, small towns, and everywhere in between, doing what we've always done to help keep our local communities moving forward. So whether you stop by a Napa Auto Parts store, Auto Care Center, or visit us at Napa Online, you can count on Napa know-how.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. "Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry?" Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, "So why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest?" He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking, or so she thought. He said, "Sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get." "Oh," she said, "but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee." Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism, but he threw another curve. "Sure," he said, "I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation." She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, "But that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button?" She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, "I would also like a yacht." Somewhat defeated, she answered, "Well, if you're not going to be serious about it." "But I am," Brad said as earnestly as he could. "I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa." "Look," she said sternly, "you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have." "All right," Brad answered, "I understand. Let everyone have a yacht." "But how?" she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. "Don't bother me with that," he said. "There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like." "What?" she asked. "Two yachts." Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, "It's people like you who keep socialism from working." And Brad agreed. "Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance." By now she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, "But there's still one problem. How many are there like me?" "Well, not as many as you think," she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, "There she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist." How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is up 181 points. Let me see the temperature outside. That's my home. 70? No, come here. 84 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
I turn my phone on and look at the thermostat in my house. And go, it can't be 74 degrees outside. It's 84 degrees outside. How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing well.
Good.
It seems tensions have died down some for the time being.
Interesting night last night for young Danny Morris.
Indeed. I want to hear this story.
Yeah. So I was getting great input from law enforcement people, and they basically said they're moving from downtown out to Eastdale and East Chase. And then I get this, the Robert E. Lee statue has been pulled down. So I go out to East Chase first. And they have got, I want to tell you something, Montgomery Police Department did a really good job yesterday. They had it cordoned off. They had it completely blocked off. I went around the back way to where you go by Kohl's and all that.
Yeah.
And got to that area, and the police officer told me, and I actually went around even deeper than that, went by the baseball park and came down.
Oh, so kind of the barrier, those back roads.
Yeah, the back roads got in there. And so the police officer said, what are you doing? So, I need to pick up at Wi-Fi Burgers. So
I need some of that bacon jam in my life.
There you go. He carry out order. So he let me in. So I had the run of the place. I had complete run of East Chase. And then I'm moving towards Eastdale, and they're saying they're hitting the Wells Fargo at Eastdale. Yeah. So I know a back way into there also, which I won't share with the audience, but there's a back way that you can come right out to where that is. So I could go in, and where I was sitting in my car, I could see everything. And so an FBI agent saw them working on, looking at the ATM machine, and they just tore the hell out of that thing up.
Some guy captured it all on Facebook and a video of it. You see the kids hit the ATM machine, and he's yelling, from the parking lot, Where are your parents? Where are your kids at? Pay attention. And then you see the police show up, and everybody just scatters.
Yeah, let me tell you. And MPD was hitting it fast. And I went by the Robert E. Lee. So from the East Chase first, Eastdale second, drove down to the Robert E. Lee and saw that. And that means that statue was gone. It was pulled down, and I'm sitting there talking to other officers that are out there that are online with everybody and getting reports on everything. And then finally, it was just kind of like, it's stand down. This is completely under control. So I'm talking to David Brewer and Marilyn, and I'm talking to Wes Lord and friends of mine out there, and John, I'm giving them input. But MPD did a great job last night. They had Wind Lakes cordoned off. There are only about 5 entrances into Wind Lakes.
Right.
So you weren't getting into Wind Lakes, I can tell you that. That's another area I drove by. There's a back way through East Chase back to Wind Lakes. I saw that. But I have to congratulate Montgomery. They did a very good job on that. The kids were arrested that did the Robert E. Lee statue.
Yeah.
And all of them are from Montgomery.
Yeah.
So, we knew they knew where the target was. That's what the target was. I think we're going to find out all of these kids. Everybody was Montgomery thing. This Antifa.
Yeah.
Stuff was El Toro poo-poo. I called into Greg's show. I had from very high authority in talking to the federal people at the courthouse. That was all made up. It was a prank tweet that was sent out or Facebook page or whatever they sent around. And but people were still scared. I mean, I was talking to people that have property over in Old Cloverdale, deep Old Cloverdale. And they were kind of worried.
Well, and what's interesting is people weren't worried about folks from Montgomery. They were, again, worried about outsiders, because I think folks are seeing what's going on around the nation. Not that far away, Atlanta, what you saw in Birmingham for a little bit there. And so, folks were rightfully worried. You should take precaution.
Yeah. And, I'll tell you one thing. If I'm Antifa, I'm not going to go knocking on some of these people's doors. I mean, I've got friends of mine who have an arsenal. And I mean, literally an arsenal. And somebody starts messing around with them, they will be returning fire. It will not be a pretty scene at all. And I would say probably Wind Lakes is probably 10-15% armed.
Yeah.
And so that means you have a 1 out of 10 chance you're going to go to the wrong house. And I think that's probably a pretty low number, matter of fact. And there was so much unmarked vehicle traffic last night, a police officer. I was coming out of where my little secret place to get to East Chase. I'm coming out, and so there's this car that's going by me, black Tahoe, and all of a sudden, they do a U-ey and hit those blues, and boy, they're flying down there. And that's when they tried to run on the East Chase property.
Yeah.
And so they got out and walked and tried to go back where the Wendy's and all that is. That didn't work out too well for them.
Yeah, I actually was watching a video. Somebody was doing a Facebook stream live from downtown. And at one point, you see about a third of the crowd leave, and you can hear them going, "Let's go to East Chase." And it's almost like the police have social media.
They do.
As well as other means of gathering information, of course. But yeah, it's like, okay, y'all.
Stop. I'm very proud of Montgomery, the way they handled it, and how quickly they responded. They weren't heavy-handed.
Right.
I thought the mayor's event at E.D. Nixon was fairly good. Yeah. You're right, they need to work on their wordsmith a little better. He was trying to be way too dramatic.
Yeah, and the audio-video presentation, it's not just the mayor's office, city I'm talking to. Governor Ivey. Like, we just need to get better, I think, at presentation.
Yeah, let's do a 101 course in presentation.
Yeah, everybody around here could get a little better at that, so.
Including us.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
There we go. We're always trying to improve our game. Okay, so that was the excitement for me last night. I had a great time doing it. I was talking to people, and they go, "Don't go outside! Don't do that!" I said, "No, I got it. I got Benji with me. Benji's packing too. Benji's got a Glock 15.
I got a mean golden doodle.
Man, you don't mess with me and my golden doodle. I will come. I will mess you up, bro. Yeah." A guy with a Glock 15 and a golden doodle, you don't want to mess around with those guys. They're mean by nature. It was kind of interesting the way the media is playing a lot of this whole thing. And what I want to do is go to an early break. I want to play for you what Trump actually said. And then we're going to go into the way they're covering this. And Trump delineates between protesters, and we're behind protesters, we're for them, and separate the rioters out there. But if you listen to CBS and some of the other people, not so much. Going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your year for a walk-behind lawnmower upgrade? Well, if so, come by CTE and check out Honda walk-behind mowers. They're the best. Now, don't just take my word for it. You know Honda consistently wins consumer product awards, and Honda has the best warranty in the industry, up to 5 years. And right now, here at CTE, we have Honda mowers on sale starting at only $359. Now, you won't find a Honda for that price at a home store. And this month, when you buy a new Honda here from CTE, you'll get 1 year additional warranty for free. Not sure which Honda model is right for you? No problem. At CTE, you can try before you buy here at the store, or you can even rent one and take it home for the weekend. Now, who else does all that? That's what I thought. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are. Yeah, fun night last night. Always interesting. Me and my killer are going to do lick your face to death. I'm going to brag on CTE Outdoor Power, who will be joining us during the summer here. For those of you who have lived in Montgomery for a while and you remember D.W. Moody, Bruce Holding got the greatest compliment from a friend of mine who said that Bruce Holding is the D.W. Moody of outdoor lawn equipment, or outdoor equipment. Said, you know, if you need something, where instead of going to the big box stores and they go, I don't know, you go to Bruce Holding, he knows. And he can tell you what you need to know about the product. They're going to be doing a giveaway for Father's Day of a steel blower. Now, we need to get the registration box set up. I'll probably go by today and do that. But that is a great Father's Day. So, sons, daughters, wives, you need to go by CTE and register. And hopefully we'll have that set up for tomorrow. But CTE is outstanding. Bruce Holding, the D.W. Moody lawn equipment. Let's go to Linda. Linda, how are you today?
Hello. I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm great.
What I wanted to say was, so many people are criticizing Trump and that administration about not doing something with the sending troops in. My understanding is that they have to request. He can't send them in unless the state requests. Is that correct?
That is what the Reagan administration determined in 1981.
So that's what he was saying, and my understanding is he also called a lot of these places and offered, and they told him no. So they shouldn't get mad at him. The people, their mayors and their governors and whatever, are letting this happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they most of them was just saying, "Well, let them vent their anger. It'll be all right." And this is riots. This is not. It has nothing to do with the guy that passed away. It's just people coming in and destroying.
Yeah, and we're going to get deep into that. It's what they call it, what a lot of these cities are doing is called a light touch. And it's not working. It is not working. If you talk to people who know something about crowd control and dealing with these kind of things, light touch is only done if you've got, like, a sporting event championship game that you win. You don't want to go in and start, you know, flashbam grenades and tear gas and that kind of stuff unless things get way out of hand.
So it is. It's way out of hand.
It's out of hand now, absolutely.
It is. Okay. Well, I just want to make that point, but I don't know if everybody knew that.
Linda, thank you. Thank you so much for calling.
Have a good day.
You too. Okay, so we're going to get into particularly what Major Garrett says, but we're going to get into the way CBS is covering this. But I want you to hear Trump's speech first. And we're going to take it apart. We're going to do it in segments here. It was only about a six-minute speech. But boy, he got criticized for walking over to St. John's Episcopal Church, which I did. I walked Reagan over there one time for his first visit there. It's real easy. Just go out of the North Gate and just scoot across Lafayette, and there were all these protesters then. Now, we didn't move them off like that. We just kind of ignored them. We did have a moving cordon line, and I noticed they used that technique yesterday where you have kind of officer right next to each other, and they do a line to separate you and any potential threat coming from your left side, for example, and also right side. And that's what we did. And we went over there and went to church, and I sat in the back pew. Beautiful church. So let's listen to Donald Trump's speech.
My fellow Americans, my first and highest duty as president is to defend our great country and the American people. I swore an oath to uphold the laws of our nation, and that is exactly what I will do. All Americans were rightly sickened and revolted by the brutal death of George Floyd. My administration is fully committed that for George and his family, justice will be served. He will not have died in vain. But we cannot allow the righteous cries and peaceful protesters to be drowned out by an angry mob. The biggest victims of the rioting are peace-loving citizens in our poorest communities. And as their president, I will fight to keep them safe. I will fight to protect you. I am your president of law and order, and an ally of all peaceful protesters.
Okay, so an ally of all peaceful protesters, separating the people who are not obeying the law, people who are protesting in righteousness, you notice he said, which is a Martin Luther King terminology, and so he has separated the whole thing. But no, Major Garrett and all these other people, no, they didn't hear that at all. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to James. We have more of that, by the way. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, James.
I had something just happened to me. I'm over here at Lee High School.
Mm-hmm.
That's a statue. I'm a graduate of Lee. I serve on a Lee committee. And I came last night when the statue was torn down.
Right.
And we were trying to help get it placed. I mean, it's a secure place and all. I'm over there. I bought 6 artificial red roses. And I placed them on the statue at Lee. The Montgomery City Police came up to me and told me I couldn't do that. I had to get permission from the principal. And the principal wasn't there. The assistant principal was. And he couldn't act on it until then. And I thought, well, that's a pretty dirty shame. I said, they sure didn't get permission to tear it down. And here I am, a peaceful situation there, respectful. If they torn down something that's been a part of Montgomery history forever, and I'm not allowed to put flowers there.
So, well, the statue's not there, so were you putting it in the base of the statue?
I was putting it on the statue, at the top of the statue there.
Oh, in the flat part where it's standing.
Yeah, okay. I can send you a picture of it.
No, I was there last night. I saw it.
And I just thought, you know, here people's looting and stealing and everything else. And the one peaceful gesture I had to put a sad occasion down there, and then the MPD react as it did to that. They came up with blue lights and everything.
Wow.
So where were they last night when they tore the statue down? And, the mayor said it was peaceful, but I think, you know, they broke open the ATM and tore the statue down, and that's not real peaceful to me, although no lives were lost, thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
But I just thought, what's this world coming to? I can't recognize heritage. My great-grandfather was in the Confederate Army. He was captured by a black Union Army and treated harshly. My uncle was a policeman in Selma. He was shot and killed by a black man. I don't have any harsh feelings towards black men. This is just things that happen. But, you know, when you feel that way and then you get treated like this, it seems like everybody's going to have to take up arms and start defending themselves. It just infuriates me.
I'm not sure if I do the leap from not being able to put roses to taking up arms.
I mean, well, I know, but that's just a matter of speaking there. The people are going to have to stand up to all of this, and it's just real discouraging to see that happen. And I just wanted to voice my opinion with you and let you know what.
I appreciate that, James. You have a wonderful day.
All right, you too.
Okay, the ages of those that were arrested for the Robert E. Lee statue. 2 of them were aged 28. 1 was 34, and 1 was 35 years old.
Okay.
A little older than I thought. Let's go to a break. Coming back, Brooks, with you right after this.
Listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket?
Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm Barry Moore, and I want to represent you in Congress. We shut down the greatest economy the world had ever seen because of this coronavirus. Let's open our businesses back up, our factories, our restaurants, our salons, our movie theaters, most importantly, our places of worship. Just reopening this economy is not enough. We need to bring manufacturing back to America, where it belongs. American manufacturing means American jobs. It's a matter of national security. I'm Barry Moore, Republican for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress.
Switch to WOW! Superfast Internet 200 for $44.99 per month with a safe, contact-free installation. Their techs will call in advance, leave equipment at your door, and talk you through the process. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
WOW!
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Chris Foster. A reverend at a church in Washington, D.C. says she was among those tear gassed and forced away from the building by police before President Trump walked there from the White House yesterday evening.
During the visit to the fire-damaged St. John's Church, President Trump held up a Bible as cameras rolled. Known as the Church of the Presidents, St. John's is where presidents have come to pray since James Madison.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Joe Biden says about the president's response to the protests around the country.
We can be forgiven for believing the president is more interested in power than in principle. More interested in serving the passions of his base and the needs of the people in his care.
The former vice president there in a speech at Philadelphia's City Hall, he could win enough delegates in the 8 primaries being held today to officially become the Democrats' presidential nominee. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for another hot day today. A little bit more humidity. High temperature up around 90. A sun and cloud mix with some spotty, random, mostly isolated afternoon and evening showers and storms around. Tomorrow and Thursday, scattered afternoon storms for some lucky towns here and there. They'll fade out in the evening. Then the rain chances get a little bit better on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Storms and more in generous supply. High temperatures right around 90. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
We're going to get back to the Rose Garden address by President Trump in just a second. It's very, when you listen to the words and then you hear how they're reporting it, they completely got it wrong. Let's go to Brooks. Brooks, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon. Hey, I just wanted to, I was watching the news pretty close last night, especially Twitter, just trying to find out what people were talking about. And one of the things that really surprised me and made me feel great, great as far as where Montgomery is at, as young people, is one of the first things I came across was a young black girl on Twitter. She was lamenting the fact that regarding that Lee statue, how other young people, her peers, were telling her how it was wrong to destroy that statue, how it was wrong to destroy the city, morally wrong. And I found that just really encouraging. Saw another young black man talking about there's ain't no way that he's going to burn down his own city. And I listened to this conversation or read it, and I was thinking, you know, there are a lot of young people in Montgomery that were raised right. We have a wonderful community. I think the cops did a great job. I think the mayor did a good job. And it really, at least for tonight, or coming off last night, I'm feeling good about the community I live in.
That's good.
I just wanted to share that.
I'm glad you said that, Brooks. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Didn't know where that was going at first. Let's go back to the president in the Rose Garden. And again, words matter. Listen in.
But in recent days, our nation has been gripped by professional anarchists, violent mobs, arsonists, looters, criminals, rioters, Antifa, and others. A number of state and local governments have failed to take necessary action to safeguard their residents. Innocent people have been savagely beaten, like the young man in Dallas, Texas, who was left dying on the street, or the woman in upstate New York, viciously attacked by dangerous thugs. Small business owners have seen their dreams utterly destroyed. New York's finest have been hit in the face with bricks. Brave nurses who have battled the virus are afraid to leave their homes. A police precinct has been overrun here in the nation's capital. The Lincoln Memorial and the World War II Memorial have been vandalized. One of our most historic churches was set ablaze. A federal officer in California, an African-American enforcement hero, was shot and killed. These are not acts of peaceful protest. These are acts of domestic terror. The destruction of innocent life and the spilling of innocent blood is an offense to humanity and a crime against God. America needs creation, not destruction. Cooperation, not contempt. Security, not anarchy. Healing, not hatred. Justice, not chaos. This is our mission, and we will succeed.
Pretty straightforward, pretty strong. Lays out, and whoever wrote the speech did a really good job enumerating different things here. So let's continue on.
100% we will succeed. Our country always wins. That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans, including your Second Amendment rights. Therefore, the following measures are going into effect immediately. First, we are ending the riots and lawlessness that has spread throughout our country. We will end it now. Today, I have strongly recommended to every governor to deploy the National Guard in sufficient numbers that we dominate the streets. Mayors and governors must establish an overwhelming law enforcement presence until the violence has been quelled. If a city or state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them. I am also taking swift and decisive action to protect our great capital, Washington, D.C. What happened in this city last night was a total disgrace. As we speak, I am dispatching thousands and thousands of heavily armed soldiers, military personnel, and law enforcement officers to stop the rioting, looting, vandalism, assaults, and the wanton destruction of property.
It's kind of interesting when you look at, there was one police officer that was just got being beaten up. There's another police officer, a sergeant, got run over. I mean, a car was going after him. And the level of violence is unbelievable. There's one guy, note to self, Joey, don't break into a place who is a gun shop and also a gun instructor. So these four guys come back, cut the bolt off the fence, go into the back doors, going up the stairs. The owner sees them on the camera, goes to the top of the stairs. Get one guy pulls a gun on him. He shoots him dead, like bang, drops him. Wounds another guy in the shoulder, and the other two take off. And so then the guy shows up at the hospital with, wait a minute, a gunshot wound to his shoulder. And so they went and go to pick him up. But don't mess around with a gun shop owner here. So let's continue, or also an arms trainer. So let's continue on with the last segment of Donald Trump.
We are putting everybody on warning. Our 7 o'clock curfew will be strictly enforced. Those who threaten innocent life and property will be arrested, detained, and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I want the organizers of this terror to be on notice that you will face severe criminal penalties and lengthy sentences in jail. This includes Antifa and others who are leading instigators of this violence. One law and order, and that is what it is. One law. We have one beautiful law. And once that is restored and fully restored, we will help you, we will help your business, and we will help your family. America is founded upon the rule of law. It is the foundation of our prosperity, our freedom, and our very way of life. But where there is no law, there is no opportunity. Where there is no justice, there is no liberty. Where there is no safety, there is no future. We must never give in to anger or hatred. If malice or violence reigns, then none of us is free. I take these actions today with firm resolve and with a true and passionate love for our country. By far, our greatest days lie ahead.
Now, you could hear that sound in the background. That was them clearing Lafayette Park so he could walk over to St. John's, by the way. Okay, so that was the president's speech. It was a very, very good speech. A lot of people didn't think so, but I want you to hear now how they're going to talk about it on CBS. Let's start with President Trump's remark. We already did that part. Major Garrett, there's one before that. Yeah, Trump walks to St. John's. Let's do this. So you're going to get this is after the speech. He goes over to St. John's, and CBS went nuts over the fact that they moved the protesters out of Lafayette Park.
With an extraordinary moment in America yesterday, the President of the United States is now threatening widespread military action to control protest over the alleged police murder of George Floyd. Demonstrations continued peacefully in dozens of cities across the country yesterday. Some of them, though, did turn violent after dark. But our main focus this morning is on Washington, where peaceful protesters, we have to stress that, peaceful protesters outside the White House were tear gassed and pushed away, so it appears that the president could have a photo op.
And about that photo op, the president stood outside a landmark church that was damaged during the protests. This came after he demanded a crackdown nationwide. He told governors to use the National Guard to dominate, that's his word, dominate demonstrators, saying if they don't, he will do it himself.
Not demonstrators, folks.
Outside that church. Weijia, good morning. This was just amazing to see unfolding on live television last evening.
You know, U.S. presidents since James Madison have used this church it's just a few blocks away from the White House. But what President Trump did once he arrived has sparked a major controversy. And just before coming here, Mr. Trump declared himself the president of law and order and doubled down on his threat to deploy the U.S. military to control violence.
Protesters in the nation's capital defied a 7 p.m. citywide curfew and marched late into the night. One person captured the tensions with law enforcement as dozens of demonstrators rushed down a Washington street, desperate to avoid being arrested. Many of those taking refuge inside homes as police waited outside.
Okay, so the violence is what he was concentrating on, not protesters. He's with the protesters. He said he's with the protesters. Let's continue on with CBS.
Elsewhere in the city, an army helicopter hovered over a crowd in what appeared to be an attempt to move the group by using wind and noise.
I am your president of law and order and an ally of all peaceful protesters.
Just hours earlier, President Trump tried to convince the country the rule of law could calm and control tensions.
If a city or state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them.
His national address followed a call with U.S. governors, berating them for what he called their weak response to sometimes violent riots and looting.
If you don't dominate, you're wasting your time. They're going to run over you. You're going to look like a bunch of jerks.
Very much.
As the president spoke, military police and other law enforcement officials used tear gas and pepper spray to force out peaceful protesters in Lafayette Park.
If this doesn't show people what they want to do to us, that they just want to install fear in people, then I don't know what's going to show people. But, you know, this scared me.
Where's he going?
Once the area was clear, Mr. Trump left the White House on foot, walking to the historic St. John's Church, where he held up a Bible before cameras. Democrats and church leaders condemned the visit, accusing President Trump of acting like a dictator to stage a photo op on sacred ground.
He used the church and he used the Bible in some ways as symbols to demonstrate or to symbolize American military power.
Bishop Marianne Budd also said it would have been appropriate for President Trump to come here to St. John's and pray or offer words of healing. Later this morning, the president and first lady are expected to visit another religious center here in Washington, the St. John Paul II National Shrine.
This is a detached media that just reported that. And this is back in the category of what has Donald Trump done wrong today?
And there, it's one thing that's very frustrating about this, because we all know this is a tactic, is apart from the violence, the over-the-top violence of kind of the looting and the rioting, there are true peaceful protests, yes, but then there's that protest that's right on the line, you know what I'm talking about, Dan, where it's almost like the equivalent of me getting right in your face going, I'm not touching you, right. And I'm getting, that is, they try to push it. Because they want a response. It's very frustrating. And I'd imagine even more frustrating for law enforcement.
Especially when they're sitting there and just dog cussing a police officer right to their face.
Yeah. And it's just, it's the idea that, oh, we want peace and love as we try to instigate something.
Yeah, exactly. And these, as I was told by a law enforcement person, the hands up thing that they were doing, and then people behind them are throwing stuff over. The reason they're doing the hands up is you can't see over them and see who the people are behind them.
Now, as an advance man, as the one of the advance men for Reagan, what did you think of the optics, though, of once he's there and he's holding the Bible and all that?
I was looking for something to make sense because I noticed that everything was locked up. They had the, you know, plywood over everything, so if I were doing it, what I would have done is I would have said, can we open the door and go in and walks in, and it's not a big church,
right,
and walk in and then kneel at the rail and say a prayer.
Yeah.
And then leave a Bible if you wanted to, or look at your Bible and just read it to yourself. But just holding it up didn't make any sense.
Right.
But if I want to tell you something, if he would have walked in, because I know what that looks like, and you have a stained glass window at the very above the altar, and if you had the lighting done right, and Danny Boy would have, it would have been a perfect picture of Donald Trump kneeling, but particularly if we would have gone over with Melania and held hands at the rail and prayed, that would have been powerful. If I were doing it, that's what I would have done. Newstone 93.1, but that would have been a Dan Marsh signature event. Going to be back right after this.
To the southern wind, by the love that was sure to end. Every dream in my heart was gone. Heading for a showdown.
Heading for a showdown.
Bad dreamer, what's your name? Looks like we're riding on the same train. If you don't, there'll be more.
He may not know whether he's
coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator like ourselves who will walk hand in hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Tuesday.
People are made of plastic.
Did you know some people are made of wood?
Okay, in this last segment here, I want to get to the Major Garrett. And remember the speech, Trump's speech I played for you. And listen to Major Garrett on Trump's use of the military. Listen in.
Does the president have the authority to mobilize the military against protesters?
He does in the District of Columbia because it's a federal city. He does not in any other state of the union. There's an insurrection act that says if things get out of control and state resources are exhausted and importantly, governors request assistance from the federal government because something is spun out of control, the president can invoke the insurrection act. But it is a cooperative arrangement in which governors say, my resources are exhausted, I need extra federal help. It has happened before. It happened after the Rodney King riots. It happened after Hurricane Hugo. Interestingly, this is on the law side of it, not the symbolism or language side, which I think we should get into, but on the legal side, the 1981 Reagan Justice Department concluded that the Insurrection Act does not give the federal government or the president unlimited powers. It has to be done in concert with governors. And right now, governors are saying to the president, you're way out of line.
By the way, here in Montgomery, to Governor Ivey's credit, I got word yesterday that they are bringing in state troopers from all over the state to be on a riot response group, plus 1,000 National Guard. They're going to be stationed off the Capitol complex. I'm going to guess it's going to be Crampton Bowl, and they're going to have them there down where they have plenty of bathrooms, water, and they can do cots and be ready to go. But that is a preventive method in case they need it. They're not going to be looking for the 9-iron. They're going to have the 9-iron right there if they need it. And so I congratulate the governor on that move. That was part of a conversation that happened yesterday afternoon. Word went out to all the different state trooper stations to bring in that group of people in. So if you want to speed in South Alabama, today's the day. Because there are not as many as there used to be down there. So I wanted, but I congratulate the governor for doing that. So let me continue on with Major Garrett here and the symbolism of the troops. Listen to this.
Is this largely a symbolic gesture then, do you think, by the president? Do you think, Major, what are the political implications here?
No, I don't think the symbolism is small at all. I think it is enormous, and the language is enormous. The Defense Secretary of the United States yesterday talked about battle space in America, a battle space. And that helicopter hovering over people who, yes, we're violating a curfew, but we're doing so peacefully, almost seems like a conditioning of the military in which it will orient itself toward peaceful Americans in their own street doing something that doesn't harm property or people. Those things are powerful visual symbols, and the language of dominate, battle space America, indicates and signals to the country exactly what this president is girding for. And you have to ask yourself, What institutions are there to protect people in the streets, and does the president respect them? I think that is a conversation our country, if it hasn't already had, will begin having in very definite ways going forward.
And to me, what they're doing is they're kind of, they're parsing this a little bit. They're taking what he said, and they're really focusing on the military. I think what he basically was doing is getting, basically saying, look, if you can't control your city, I will help you, I can control it for you, and we'll send the military in there. So when they go, no, don't send the military in, we don't want that, and they don't have it under control, whose fault is it? It's going to be the governor's fault. And I can tell you some states that's not going to happen in. That's not going to happen in Georgia. That's not going to happen in Alabama. That's not going to happen in Florida. That's not going to happen in Texas, for sure. I don't think it's going to happen in Mississippi, but Mississippi is a kind of an unusual mixture because you have one big city mm-hmm. and a whole bunch of little small cities and medium-sized cities. But those areas, I think Tennessee is going to be okay, but nothing's going to happen there. Illinois, different story. New Jersey, that governor is full-tilt bozo. Yeah, we've got a Justin Napolitano. He makes a remark, then Justin Napolitano talks about it. This guy is crazy.
Yeah, and but you know me, Dan. I take the what Major Garrett's, and I think you do too, but I take what he's saying seriously in the sense that I'm not touching you kind of tactic. The instigating tactic is meant to get sort of the over-the-top response. I don't think the federal government will necessarily do that. They should be smart about it. I think you're right that it's more backstop. But I am sensitive to this idea. I don't want to see federal troops just rolling through the streets. It freaked me out after the Boston bombing. It kind of unnerved me and in a lot of instances. So we do need to be careful.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, that is a last resort effort. And I believe what he was saying is you need to get your house in order. Yeah. You need to get it done so we don't have to do that. I think he was talking actually in reverse negative.
I agree there. And when Minneapolis is looking worse than Mosul, Iraq these days, that's an issue. And I'm not pulling that out of my backside. That was somebody who did work in Mosul recently, said, came back to Minneapolis, said, this looks like a war zone.
And we, and you and I, and people here in Montgomery realize what the problem is in Minneapolis, that they have not been working on race relationship ever or not in a long, long time. By the way, just found out CTE has their little registration box ready to register for the steel blower. I have one. They're spectacular. I've had mine for 10 years, over 10 years. It's had one change on it, and that's a little bulb that you press to put pump for the gas to go in there. That is the only thing that has ever gone wrong with that. Hmm. It starts every single time. Go to CTE Outdoor. It's on Perry Hill Road. Ask for Bruce Holding. Register at the front desk. Get your name, get Dad's name in there. It will be a spectacular Father's Day gift. Go by and see him right now. I'm heading to the top of our break. I'll be right back.